This week's podcast is brought to you by Homestead Auction Realty. Go Rockets!
Welcome to our Monday podcast. Crittenden County Rockets, number 7 team in Class A football, handled Fulton County 59-8. Coach Thompson, about what we expected, but we, you never know. This team has proven that it can play with some good teams.
Yeah, going into it, I didn't really know what to expect. I knew that we were fired up. They're a team that kind of did some things to get under our skins and really made us want to come in and make a statement. So I feel like we did that. And, they are a good team with some good players. It's just on that night with the weather how it was, we were the better team, and we wanted to make sure that we showed them.
Mm-hmm. Had some great performances in the game. I'll let you talk about your players of the week. Devin Nesman again 2 weeks in a row, man. And, yeah, and a lot of people are asking me after the video came out last week about what's Mr. Six? 6 points. That's what a touchdown is.
6 points.
He's Mr. Six.
Yeah, he's Mr. Touchdown himself. He as the year goes on, he said this is like a theme every year. He gets stronger as the year goes, and he turns in some of his best performances as other players and teams might be injured or down or not at the level that they start the year at. He's a guy who he just works, and you see that hard work pays off because as the year goes on, he turns in performances. So for him, we've come to expect this, and hopefully he keeps it going this year.
Yeah.
He was the offensive player of the week this week before.
Yeah, clearly. Great game by Devin, and a great game all around. And then you got some of these young guys in there. It's great to see Travis Guest came in and ran the ball very well. Then Maddox Carlson got his first varsity touchdown.
Yeah, definitely. We were able to get some guys in at the end right there and play and let them show what they can do. And, Travis is a guy that, we're excited about him. His football knowledge is behind because he hasn't played as long as the other kids. But to see his athletic ability get out there and be able to make some plays is good. He's actually a receiver that we use at tailback sometimes. So for him to be able to go in there and make plays, that's good. Show his versatility. And then Maddox getting in the end zone right there. I was excited. I looked at Qualls and said, well, why doesn't he run like that all the time, So it was good to see him get in there and score, young guy, get some varsity shine right there and be able to make good plays.
Yeah. On a night it was rainy, the ball was – it wasn't raining hard, but the ball was slick. You could tell that. And Hunter, you only threw the ball 18 times, which is like – it's like you're sick or something. you don't feel well. You're not going to throw it.
Whatever works, Hunter actually came over at one point and said, can you stop throwing the ball? So that'll tell you how slick the ball was because, he likes to sling it around a little bit.
Yeah, and you could tell. I don't know if it was just the way it was kind of misty, and it was just irritable. And it was a bad night to try to keep paper dry on the sideline to keep his stats, too. I know you felt bad about that for me.
But to be able to go out there and with the weather being like that and still be productive offensively, that's big for us going into the playoffs.
And speaking of the weather, gosh, I was really expecting a huge party, atmosphere that similar to what we had against Union County, but the crowd just didn't come out. And that's what happens. When it rains and it's cold, you've got to go out there and play without that 12th man behind you sometimes.
Yeah.
And not that the ones that weren't 12th men.
They were still there, but just the atmosphere that we experienced the time before was amazing. It's hard to compare it to anything. I've been a part of Rocket football for a long time, and I've never been around something that was that electric. So, when you get that feeling,
we want it
every week. And we understand sitting out in that weather. I was out there freezing. And that's what I told the guys in the first half. I didn't want to wear too much clothing because I wanted to be an example for them. I wanted to dress up, and that didn't last long. As soon as I could get it at halftime, I went ahead and put some layers on.
Yeah, I sent you a tweet over the weekend about about a team up in Alaska that's plays, and it's never above zero. And it's right on the Arctic Sea.
You will never find me there.
Not going to fly for that job.
Ever.
It's frozen. Everything is frozen. Yeah. That a picture of a polar bear feeding on the field.
And I don't do bears either.
Well, it was a great game despite the weather, great win. And the defense, Coach Courtney just continues to impress. And I know picking the defensive player of the week this week had to be tough.
Yeah, it was, Chris. We had a few guys that really played well. So the lead that we felt like Gavin Dickerson was the defensive player of the week. He had 9 solos, 6 assists, also a tackle for loss and a fumble recovery. Thought he stepped in and did a great job back to that middle linebacker spot with Tyler Downs. And some other guys played. Lathan Easley was right there in that discussion. He had 5 solos and 5 assists, a tackle for loss, and also 2 caused fumbles, which those caused fumbles are really big for us. You know, we harp a lot on turnovers, and we're able to get some of those. A couple guys that may not show up on the stat sheet as much that I'd like to say something about. One is Justin Phillips. He didn't come into the week starting, and when we just got back from injury, and we put him in at kind of a stand-up defensive end spot this week for what they like to do. He came in and really gave us a boost and allowed us to put Sean back in his normal spot where Rashawn made more plays there. And I would like to say something about him. And also Hunter Jones, he got pushed into a strong side linebacker spot, which is not his normal position. Mm-hmm. Who also, he's just a guy that's Mr. Reliable, who always does what he's supposed to do. It doesn't necessarily show up on the stat sheet, but it's a big part of the success that we have.
Yeah, great game for all those guys. And, yeah, Hunter's a guy, and I was thinking about him today when I was putting in the statistics for defense. You know, he's a guy that goes out there every week. He never, hardly ever gets hurt. He's always out there. He gives you, you know, 4 or 5 tackles a game and some turnovers from time to time and just very quietly, kind of like Braxton Winders. You know, Braxton's been kind of in the limelight a good bit this year, too, but he provides that same amount of production almost every single week. And those guys, man, that's invaluable, isn't it?
It is. Those guys you can just trust, and you just know every week they're going to be consistent. They're not worried about necessarily this stat sheet. You know, a lot of that, he'll send plays to other guys and make the plays, but you'll never see it on this piece of paper here. But you know, those guys, I know what I'm going to get out of Hunter Jones every week, and it's going to be good for a team defense.
Of course, Lathan Easley was the special teams player of the week. But when Coach Thompson said, he texted me over the players of the week, and I asked him if he texted me Gavin and laid the names of all the kids, and I said, well, was Gavin the special teams player? Because he actually caught 2 passes on extra point after. So he could have been either one.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks in a row that we've been able to hit all those fakes on the muddle. You know, typically you don't get those, but, you know, 2 weeks in a row now we've really looked and got the numbers and be able to take advantage of that. But no, Lathan actually blocked the 1 punt and then he causes the punter to shank off another one because he's there again. It's just his motor, you know. So, you know, he's just a guy that when he's on the field, he's going to go 100 miles an hour. And this week he was able to affect the game, not only through defense, but special teams as well.
He just continues to play with, and even, you know, he can't be 100%.
No, he's definitely not 100%. Definitely not 100%. He's probably in that 75% range, but the motor just goes. I compared him, talked to his dad after the game, compared him to that old farm truck, you know, it's just old reliable. So keep going.
Yeah. Also this week, you had several players, as we said, out on the sideline, and some of these younger guys have stepped up and played. But I know we've got such an important game coming up next week. Is there any opportunity for any of these guys that have been on the sideline to get back out there for the Rust Bowl game?
That's hard to say at this point. We'd have to look and see how guys, where they're at in their rehabilitation and all that. So as the week goes, we'll get to see some things and see what they're doing, how they're moving, how they feel, and know more about that on Thursday. But, you know, you always hope that you can get your guys as healthy as you can get them, but one thing we're not going to do is put them in a situation where we get them back this week and then that's all we have them for. So we want to make sure that when we get them back, we keep them back. So that's our goal with the injury situation.
Also, on Monday night, I know you're bringing up some of the eighth graders to play in the JV game. Is that a result of some of these injuries?
It was actually Trigg's idea to do it. You know, they're low in numbers as well. So you look and see a 3A school have the same issues that we have.
Yeah.
So it actually benefits us as we have some guys down, and it also allows us to take, you know, Braxton, the guy that we've been using the quarterback in the JV game, and take him out of there and have 2 quarterbacks now between the 8th grader and a freshman that you can play in that JV game or that freshman-sophomore game, that freshmore game, whatever you want to call it.
And you know, it, just to see these guys and let these 8th graders move up and be able to see what high school football is, because it doesn't get any harder than what they'll see tonight as far as what high school football is about. And just so they can see that and transition well from middle school to high school.
Coach Courtney, what about the Buckle this week? A lot of turnovers. Everybody asks me now, you know, after we've done this special segment on the Buckle, who's got it this week? Who's wearing it? So fill us in.
This week with the Buckle will be Lathan Easley, who calls two fumbles, and then he also blocked a punt, which doesn't count. But we always go back and forth with those blocks. With those block kicks on what that should count for. But
we should count for something when you block.
Yeah, it is an RBI kick on the helmet, but it doesn't go into the turnover thing.
He'll
have the Buckle all week.
Yeah, all right. Well, everybody wants to know. We're going to start doing a special show just on who's wearing the Buckle, I think. So, all right, guys. Well, good luck this week. Get everybody back now. Finally getting school back in session on Tuesday, and things will maybe get back to normal, and we'll go down to Russellville and celebrate, huh? Celebrate on Russellville's field this week, huh, Coach?
That's what the goal is, right here. There's no party on that field.
All right, we'll talk about Russellville on the Thursday webcast. We'll see you then.